This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog visited the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station in southeastern Ukraine on Wednesday as part of efforts to avert the risk of an atomic accident.
It is very, very important that we agree on the fundamental principle that a nuclear power plant should not be attacked.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, went to Europe's largest nuclear power plant to review the situation there, an IAEA spokesperson said. Grossi wanted to assess the safety and security and press on with efforts to broker a deal to protect the plant. Video released by the Ukrainian military appears to show fighting in the eastern part of the country where Kyiv soldiers have fought Russian invaders for months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. The tank platoon's commander, call sign Bender, told Reuters his unit fired on Russian positions in support of Ukrainian infantry. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Pope Francis has a respiratory infection and will need to spend a few days in hospital for treatment, the Vatican said in a statement on Wednesday. It says the 86-year-old had complained of breathing difficulties in recent days and added that tests showed he did.